So, let's begin and examine whether power struggles exist in our home. I'm talking about a continuous cycle, a model of arguments and fights that seem to have no end. However, the question arises, what are the effects of this never-ending cycle of struggles? The first effect is the child's behavior. A child's behavior in power struggles can escalate quickly. For instance, a child who does not cooperate with their parents' requests, such as showering and getting dressed for school in the morning, may react by shouting and getting angry. A child who loses at a game may immediately yell, cry, hit, and throw objects. A child who is told no by their parents may immediately throw themselves on the floor, crying and yelling. Through this behavior, the child initiates the struggle. However, it's important to note how the struggle continues and its implications. What will happen next? What will the final results be, if there are any? Because we are talking about cycles here. Everything depends on two additional main influences, parental behavior and parental reaction. Let me emphasize parental behavior. A parent can stop this cycle. It is our responsibility. We can put a stop to the outbursts of anger and feelings of helplessness. However, a parent who gets dragged into the fight with the child will not find a long-lasting solution. This fight, and potentially future ones, will not end unless we learn how to act and respond differently. When we, as parents, engage in a fight with accusations, teasing, and insults towards our children, we are essentially behaving like children, ourselves. The child exerts force on the parents, and then the parent exerts force in return. So, who has the upper hand in this fight? Who will be the victor? I often hear parents say, "This child won't defeat me." When they say that, they are entrenched in a deep struggle and are unable to stop it. They can only make it worse. It's crucial to understand that there are no winners or losers here. Everyone loses. That's in regard to parental behavior. Another influence is the parental reaction. Our parental reaction can cause an explosion and confusion. This is expressed in what the parent says and does. If they continue to make endless comments to their child, like, "Stop already," "Calm down," "I'm sick of it," "What kind of child are you?" This will directly provoke the child to continue the fight. It will cause the child to continue to behave negatively, and not just with the previous negative behavior, like getting annoyed. This behavior can suddenly escalate into something more extreme. Through their reaction, the parent uses the power they have over the child, and thus their reaction also becomes threatening, leading to punishment. Threats and punishments do not contribute to the situation. I recommend that you also listen to or watch the course on punishments, which discusses this and provides a wealth of tools. In this course, you will also obtain tools for what to do, but it's very important to know that threats and punishments do not help the situation. On the contrary, that's what causes the power struggles to continue. They can even lead to very extreme situations later on and humiliate the children. So, I highly recommend that you learn more in the punishments course to get the whole picture. Therefore, if we do not understand how to stop the power struggles, they will continue to occur, and our relationship with our children will be damaged.